The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Well, hi, this is Jeff Galloway. You are listening to Mike and Michelle on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 263 of the Mickey Miles Podcast.
My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today podcast, and with me on the show is my co-host, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Mike. We have a really special podcast today, and before we jump into things, I want to give a shout-out to one of our listeners and Mickey Milers, Julia Locus, who kind of got the ball rolling for this very special interview. So thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Our special guest today is known by many of you as a Goonie. He's known to many of you as a very, very inspirational college football player. And he's also known to many of you as a Hobbit. But he's much more than that. He's pretty much a Renaissance man. He is very much a Run Disney fan. He has run many Run Disney races. And he's here to talk about many things.
And so, Michelle, let's get right into our podcast and let's introduce our guest. He's none other than Sean Astin. Sean, welcome to the show. Thank you for carving out some time in your busy schedule for us.
I have been waiting to come on this show. I don't know what's taken so long to have me. I'm a Run Disney guy. Come on, people.
We are thrilled to have you on the show, Sean. Thank you. And we know you have a lot of fans and we can't wait to talk about all sorts of things about running. First of all, what we wanted to know is a little bit about your running background. Through our extensive Google research, we found out you've been running for a long, long time. How did it start?
The first time I ran a long distance, it was a 10K. I was 14 years old, and my best friend, tall, skinny kid who lived across the street from me, was fierce over the short distance of a half-court basketball game, but didn't want to run any more than that. And his stepdad had asked him to do a 10K, and when Chris didn't want to do it, Todd came to me and said, "Hey, would you?" I didn't know what a 10K was. I mean, I didn't know. I honestly couldn't have told you what it was. But we got together. We went down to downtown Los Angeles to the famed Coliseum. And we ran, and after a half hour, I was like, "Oh, this is long." And then we finished. And coming into the famed, Coliseum where Rafer Johnson had just lit that big cauldron and stuff, and people were handing out oranges and putting the medal around your neck and water and cheering. And I was like, I like this. This is good.
Did you practice at all for the first race?
No, I don't think I'd run more than a couple city blocks in my life up till then. But when you're 14, you just kind of somebody sets you down like a little Energizer bunny and you go. But it was 48:23 was that time. I remember that time
of all the times.
Not bad at all, considering how short I am. Those little legs pumping back and forth. But no, and then I did a lot of 10Ks, and I ran cross country in high school and. If you kind of skip forward a lot of years to 28 years old, I was getting in shape for a TV show that I was doing and working with a trainer, and he just floated the idea of doing the LA Marathon. And
wow.
And I instantly felt like, oh man, I didn't realize like normal people could run in them. I thought it was just something you see on the Olympics.
Right.
And so I said, yeah, and we trained for it. We did it, 404, whatever it was, 56 or something. Didn't make the sub-4, so I just finished my first marathon of my life, and I'm disappointed because I was four minutes too slow.
Wow.
They're like, but you did it. You did a marathon. I'm like, I don't care. I was trying to get sub-4. So and then coming up now will be running Boston. It'll be my 10th full marathon. I've run, I don't even know how many half marathons and 10Ks and 5Ks and other kinds of interesting fun runs and challenges and all that stuff. But I do know with Disney, I've run, is it like 12 or maybe it's 15 Disney events that I've run, you know, including all of them. Like this year, I scooped up the Dopey and the Rebel Challenge. So that was a whole bunch all in like a 10-day sprint. But I've been, you know, since I think 2010, I've been jumping in. I think I was a kind of a legacy of the Tinkerbell for a little bit, and then I couldn't make one. And so anyway, yeah, you know, I just like it. And I like going out back for – we live in Calabasas, and the Santa Monica Mountains are right behind our house. And like when we get off, you know, I have a meeting, and then I'm going to go for a run sort of as the sun is setting, and I'll be all by myself. And I love that just as much as running with 30,000 people. So
we get to chat a lot with Jeff Galloway from Run Disney. And
my hero. I love Jeff.
Yeah, he's 68 and still running and planning on running forever. Is that something you see running as something that's going to be part of your life forever?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, I sometimes start to hyperventilate thinking like, what if I got hurt and I couldn't run? Wow. Like it's the idea saddens me and scares me. Even if I go for a period of time when I don't run, I know that it's like it's right there. All I got to do is take one step, you know, and then you're running again. And Jeff is so – his body is perfectly designed for it. I'm short and stocky, so I just hope that I can find some way to get into a physical – like, I mean, I'm 44 now, so I probably don't have anything to worry about for 10 years. But it's funny, you know, for a guy my age, I really actually do think about it a lot.
You know, Sean, as runners, we all have strong passions, and I've been watching you for a while, and I know that you have a very, very strong passion for a certain cause, and you've created something that's called Run Third, and we'd like you to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, you know, really this little thing was, it started in response to a prompt that the LA Marathon kind of leveled at the field. It was 2010, and they said, you know, they challenged everybody to run for something. Run for something, and they had seminars, and they had all this. It was part of their theme for that year was like, you run for something. And I remember, you know, having this feeling inside that, like, I didn't want to run for anyone else. Like, this was a time when I go running, it's like the only time my mind is quiet. You know, it's the only time where it's the only time I feel totally like I'm where I'm supposed to be, maybe with my wife, but running is just like one of those things. And the idea that if you're in a marathon and you're mile 17 and things starting to get hard, that there's going to be, you know, somebody from a cancer foundation who's depending on you. That I experienced that up to that point in my life is a stress or pressure. I wasn't old enough. I wasn't mature enough yet to realize that actually when you're running for other people, it's easier. That was a kind of a watershed moment for me. And I was trying to think, okay, like who do I want to run for? You know, and anybody who's ever run a 10K or a 5K has run for heart disease or, you know, autism or, you know, we all run together. The pack is running for it. But the idea, like my personal steps, like this is my run and I'm choosing it. So I thought, okay, so much has our lives, our family, is like every American family, like, you know, there's been drama and stuff associated with our lives. I used to really support, literacy causes. And like we did anti-drug campaigns and drug abuse things. And I've done all this different stuff and the Coast Guard safety when I was a little kid. And, and then I started, there's been suicide in our family. My mom is bipolar. We've had cancer. We have AIDS in our family. So how am I supposed to choose the one thing that I'm supposed to be identified with? Like I couldn't do it. So what I did was I kind of flipped it on its head, being a public person. I said, okay, I'll run for you, capital YU. I'll run for everybody. What do you want to run for? So I thought, you know, I run first for myself. That I think it's important to keep that idea You know, I don't run for, I would run first for my wife. I would run first for my children. But the idea of this thing is I run first for myself, just my mental stability, my physical fitness. I run for me. I'm better for everybody else if I'm good for me. So I run first for myself. I run second for my wife and kids because they're the closest to me. I'd die for them, you know, and then I'll run third for you. And so that it was an inspirational Twitter campaign. I was really interested. The Arab Revolution had just happened, the Arab Spring, and you know, in Tahrir Square, 20,000 kids overthrew a 60-year dictator using Twitter. And I'm like, okay, so what is this Twitter thing? And tried to figure it out. And so it was a hashtag, RUN3RD, run third. And I just started inviting people or prompting people to make dedications to their loved ones, to causes they believed in, to ideas, whatever, a third cup of coffee, whatever it is. And what happened was really extraordinary. It became that strand, that hashtag strand. If you went onto Twitter and you clicked on it and you read all the succession of tweets, you know, it was run third for my cousin who is having open heart surgery tomorrow. Run third, my baby was born 3 months premature. My father died this morning. Please run third for my father. And it was like unbelievable. It was this incredibly emotional thing where it just compounded. People just kept adding to it. And when it would kind of slow down for a little bit, other people who were really affected by it would start prompting their people to do it. And then the idea is that I wear run third either like on my hat or I'll write it in a Sharpie on my leg. And symbolically, I'm running on behalf of all of those people who've made dedications and all of the people and loved ones and so forth that they've made dedications for. And then after a year, it was like, okay, well, it can't just be about me. It's like, you know, it's all well and good to get attention for a while, but then it's a little bit like, okay, you know, it's a little unseemly. So I said, well, let's do team members, run third team members. And then I think like 25 different people, and all it took to be a run third team member was saying like, hey, I'd like to be a run third team member. Congratulations, you're inducted into the run third team member hall of fame or something. But it was just, the idea was just like, hey, I like this idea. I'm going to promote this idea in my network on my Facebook page or whatever. And then people would do meetups at the runs and they'd have signs. And next thing you know, there are schools, like entire schools out in front of the schools, the principal and all the teachers and all the kids holding up run third signs. And they would in class encourage the kids to think about, you know, like, who would you run for, Tommy? Who, Sally? Who would you run for? And they would come up with stuff. And kids are amazing. They come up with the best stuff. And you know, run third for world peace. Run third for, you know, clean air, clean water, whatever it is. And so so we did that. And then there was no, like, money involved with it at all. It wasn't actually a charity. It's not a 501c3. We did. Actually, one of the run third people, one of the kind of staunchest run third advocates who did the what I guess we consider the official Run Third site, website, she blog, and then the site. She actually endeavored to get it not copyrighted, but what do you call it, trademarked, because it does kind of look like a logo. They had somebody had my silhouette from a photograph that I had posted embedded in it, so it kind of looks like Shaq or somebody or Jordan, you know. It's like
with your baseball cap on.
Yeah, with my baseball cap on. Yeah, so it's kind of silly, but I kind of like it without that. But it is now. It's kind of becoming a little bit of an icon. But anyhow, so that's trademarked. But it was never a financial thing until Mindy and Chris Prazier, who are devotees of the Run Disney culture and life, and have done countless things. And Chris has lost, you know, at least my body weight. He was obese, and now he's like in the 230s or something, 240s in marathon time. I mean, he's like this, he's an elite. He got, his bib numbers are like 18 and 20. And you're like, holy cow, he's just this inspiration. And Mindy is a teacher and coaches an after school, she kind of runs an after school running program for in the middle school. And so they were profiled by the Run Disney guys. This beautiful thing. They invited Mindy and a bunch of her kids out, flew them out from to Disneyland, let them participate in the race. I think it might have been the Tinkerbell, actually. I could be wrong. And then they let the kids into the park and had a great vacation and stuff. So Chris and Mindy were talking to me for a couple years even, and they really wanted to do a terrestrial kind of event. They wanted to take Run Third from the beautiful sphere and put it on the ground in the clay. And after really getting to know them for a long time, I felt that they would be good stewards for it. And I kind of thought the idea would match up. So somebody had already done a virtual Run Third 5K, which was cool, and they got medals made, and they mailed them out and stuff like that. But this time, they've actually, the school in Mesa, Arizona, where Mindy teaches, they've got the whole school board involved. They've got they've actually put on, it's a world-class, I mean, it's like, it's a really, really good event. These people have never put on an event, and it's as good as any 5K I've ever been to. They've got all the sponsors, they've got all the stations, they've got all the bells and whistles, the course, and the support from the community, and it's just like, wow, these guys have really, they've done a good job, and we still, with the medals are just being delivered in a few days, like, we really are trying to, we're going to start promoting those. We really want people to sign up so they can get their medals, and we have a virtual component. So, but what I was basically saying is that the registration fees and any money that they get selling Run Third sweatshirts and any other kind of sponsorship money will go to benefit the after school running programs to get shoes, jerseys, entrance fees. If they're going to go on a trip to a 10K or half marathon or something, it'll help that. You know, a lot of the kids aren't, you know, disposed to have that kind of extra income to spend on a running team. So it's going to benefit that. And what's cool is those kids now are understand that they're going to get to do cool stuff because other people are running third for other people. It's just this kind of pay it forward loop that happens.
It's kind of bring it full circle for you too, because you started when you were a child, and you know now how important it is for your mental health and your physical health, and now it's going back and developing these kids with, you know, yeah, with this love of running.
Yeah, I hadn't even really thought of it. To me, it was just like wanting to protect the idea of Run Third. I was on Fox News at one point talking about it, and my friend, the newscaster there, was saying, you know, okay, what's the angle? I'm like, dude, there's no angle. He's like, yeah, but where's the, you know? And I said, this is like kryptonite to you cynical people, Steve, my buddy, right? But now he was right. Now we figured out an angle. And I just wanted to make sure that the concept of Run Third would be protected if anything like this was done. And so what you just said is absolutely right, that these middle school kids, the idea of them, you know, and instilling in them this, or reinforcing in them the think about other people. You know, my dad always taught me that. He's like, you know, put yourself in the other guy's shoes. You know, you got to think of the other guy. And it's a great conflict resolution way to live in life. And it's just it's good for your soul. It's good for your spirit to think about other people. And this is a cool thing for these kids to be like, oh, yeah, they even feel empowered because they're encouraging other people in their community, their parents, their aunts and uncles, you know, whoever, their teachers, their other teachers who don't, you know about the running thing. They're like, hey, this is Run Third. And then they get asked about it. And so now you know what I mean? It's just like it's a no lose, you know, 360 degree all the way around good promotion of other people. And it's really, you know, when people make a Run Third dedication, it's special because they're kind of trusting the social media sphere with something personal. You know, if somebody says, hey, my baby was, I mean, we've had death, you know, or young death as people, and they're like, you know, if they want to be heard, they want to know that someone cares.
Right,
and so
right.
Like, I read all of them, and sometimes I'll even, before a run, if I've promoted a whole bunch of them, I'll print them out and roll them up and physically, like, carry them with me, their dedications. But it's something to say, like, hey, here's a piece of myself, and I'm going to put it out there, and hopefully no one's going to say anything crappy about it. And it's just been unbelievable. There's just this safe cushion that has surrounded the whole Run Third kind of movement. And it just makes me really happy. Now you've got me thinking about how it brings it full circle. And I'm like, it's like making me emotional.
It's too bad you're not passionate about it.
Yeah, where's the passion? Yeah.
So, I mean, this is happening on April 11th in Arizona, but the cool thing is that you don't have to be there. It'd be great if you could be there, but people can do a virtual race. And I noticed that I actually signed up for it myself, too. There's a Facebook page for Run Third, but if you want to do the virtual race, you just go to runthird.com and sign up, right?
Yeah, I mean, Run Third 5K, you know, RUN 3RD and then 5K is, I think, the good base place. There's the it's on active too, where people can set up for it. But yeah, I mean, just go to. I think if we go home, let me just look runthird.com. I mean, I spend all day long.
I have it right here.
And so they can click it to. Oh, yeah, and inaugural Run Third 5K. Yeah, so just go to runthird.com, and then the inaugural Run Third 5K is there, and it'll take you wherever you need to go. Yeah.
But people don't even have to do that. They can just do it. I mean, do the hashtag when you're going out on a training run and you're kind of thinking of somebody, or is it just for races or just kind of in your mind all the time?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I'll go for I think I'm going to do 6 miles today. I'm doing a half marathon on Saturday. So I think I'll do probably 6 miles, maybe a circuity kind of something or other. What do you call it? An interval run or something. And I was in a half marathon last weekend, and I put Sharpie Run Third on it. So I'm actually wearing shorts right now, and I look down, I can still see the Run Third on there. The hat I have on, actually, I have a bunch of different hats say Run Third on it. So I feel like I'm always flying the banner. But, you know, if I've read a particular, if my attention's been drawn to something, and by the way, it doesn't just have to be on the Twitter thing. Like, I had some experiences in the last 2 days in Tampa, where I was at the film festival, and there were some really sad experiences. And it seems like a lot of times it's a great healing thing. Sometimes people are like, hey, you know, I just applied to Harvard, you know, Run Third for me to get into Harvard. But but a lot of times it's a cathartic thing for people. So it didn't make its way into the official Twitter strand. But I told somebody, you know, I'll run third for you. Or in most of my Twitter posts, you know, I've been raising money for different things on Facebook, and I usually sign them off like, hey, I run third for you. So, and then if I read through the comments, you know, the mind is a powerful thing. Sometimes everything goes out of my mind and I'm like, it's total Zen peace. And other times I'll have my music on and I'll be in the music. But you never know the way the mind works when the thought of someone's particular circumstance will pop in your head. You know, I've been running a lot, running third for Martin Richard, the little boy who was killed in Boston during the marathon attacks attack there, and his family, and then a lot of people have donated to the foundation because I'm running for the foundation, and I've read all of those people's posts, you know, kind of, you know, when they make a donate, here's $25, run through, you know, thank you for supporting the family. This means a lot to me. Like, to me, that goes into my consciousness. So that's a part of run third. So I don't expect any, I would expect for most people, the experience is that they ask somebody for donate, like, hey, I'm going to go for a run. You know, do you want me to run for anything? And then, you know, people they know or people they don't respond, and they read those 5 or 10 or 20. And then like, they kind of hold that when they're running for a little bit. I also feel like, you know, you can't scroll back too far on Twitter. Like, it only takes you back so many, but there is a register for it. And to me, the kind of like, I don't know how many, a few thousand probably Run Third dedications there have been over the last couple of years. And to me, that's almost like, you know, that's a living record of the kind of prayer chain. It's not a prayer really, but it's kind of a prayer. But it's a community wish, you know. And there's a record of that. And so no matter when you run, even if you don't know them all by heart, you're running on behalf of all of those people. It's a repository for people's goodwill.
That's really cool. So Chris, who's the awesome race director, actually gave us a code for people who want to do this as a virtual race. And if they write the code Mickey, they get $5 off the virtual run if they live in the U.S. So
I think right now there's over 200 people who are going to be, I keep calling it the terrestrial run, but people, I think, or thinking of ET or something, but the actual physical run in Mesa, Arizona on April 11th, I think there's a little over 200 people. And I think we have just about the same number of people who signed up for the virtual run. And you know, either way, you get your, you get the medal, you know, the inaugural Run Third 5K medal, you get the t-shirt, you know, there's, and we're going to try, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, we're going to try and live stream it, you know, as we're kind of going. But even if we don't do that, like, my mom has signed up for the virtual, and she's not a runner at all. She's had heart issues and everything else, but she's going to, between, you know, she will have accumulated 3 miles between now and the first. So it's a kind of honor system, set your own pace, you know, participate in everything I just described, the concept of everything I just described. And you know, specifically these kids. And, you know, this is a one-off thing, but Chris and Mindy have done such a good job of it. You wonder if it could be something more than that. And really, you know, 1,000 people for an inaugural 5K is a, I think, a very ambitious goal to set. But you know, if we can do that, I think it could be pretty emboldening. So you're not just, so people registering aren't just getting the medal and the shirt. They're not just helping, you know, the kids in this middle school or these middle schools in Mesa. They're also, they may, who knows who they're helping down the road. It's like, you know.
Wouldn't it be really cool if people did their virtual runs and sent pictures from all over the world with who they're running for this virtual run? That would be really neat. I wonder how many places you could get.
Well, you know what we did was I started to provoke, you know, to kind of get the ball rolling. I said, I told Chris, come up with a map of the U.S. and let's tell people we want somebody from every state in the union and D.C. And so it didn't take that long. It took a few days because people start competing with each other and, oh, I'll get my friend in South Dakota and, oh, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, we would post updates until we finally had the whole map covered. So we have, you know, we have all the entire U.S. is represented. Then I was like, get the map of American Samoa and Fijian Islands. And then I was like, wait, let's get all of the nations in the United Nations. Let's get all the African, you know,
that's cool.
You can tell. I mean, one of the great things about Disney is that the incredible imagination that Walt had and that has just been nurtured for these, what is it, 60 years or something, or 70 years. How many is it? 60, I think. Yep. But anyhow, whatever it is, runners congeal around each other. We love to be together. And Disney files gather together and to kind of marry those two things so that you can feel like you're not just, you know, gorging yourself on cotton candy and you know, sitting and baking in the hot sun all day. Like, you go and you do a run, you feel physically fit and you do that. I'm thrilled that they've let me be a part of it, and I get to speak at the expos each year, you know, I finally did the dopey. I had two Coast to Coast medals. I'm like, you know, and they really appreciated what I cooked up with this whole Run Third thing, and they've, so you can just tell when people care a lot about something. Yes. There's just like the sky's the limit on what you can accomplish in terms of creating goodwill. And that we live in a time where if you turn on the news, boy, does it seem like goodwill's in short supply. It's not, but I think the noise of love and community has to be screaming louder because we're getting drowned out by violence and discord and problems. So to me, all of these running events are just, you know, a way to plant, you know, for people of goodwill and peace to plant their flag and sort of go, look, this is what we stand for, health and goodness and community and fellowship. And so that's how I feel about all that.
No, you know, you're absolutely right, Sean. It's amazing, as we have seen, the sport of running, distance running, and the craziness, the way people just go to these races, and then they have all these causes. It's amazing that beyond getting themselves healthy, there are causes that are being met, and it's just it speaks to the human spirit, and it's very refreshing when you think about everything else that's going on in the world.
If you go to the runthird.com, there's some videos and some other things that kind of tell the history of how it came up. And one of the things is the mission statement. Wait, let me see if I can. Here, I'll read you the mission statement. You want to hear it on your blog?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been long distance running for 25 years. It's one of the most rewarding physical activities imaginable. It's hard, it's painful, and it's fun. It confers legitimacy on my day. It makes me feel alive. Simply stated, I love running, and I love running far. Above all else, running is selfish. Therefore, first, I run for me. My family waits for me. My family listens to my stories from the road. My family has faith in me. My family loves me, trusts me, and depends on me. My family is patient. My family is strong. Therefore, second, I run for my family. And while running is in many ways about solitude, I rarely run alone. My thoughts are always with me. My hopes, my fears, my dreams, they come along too. From start to stop, I yearn to understand the greater meaning of my journey. With every beat of a runner's heart, with every pounding step, life itself is affirmed. And so it costs nothing, yet can mean everything for any runner, for me, to make a simple dedication, to say that these steps I'm taking are not mine to own. It means something to me to declare that because I'm alive and I care for others, third, I run for you. That was the mission statement that I wrote in like 5 minutes when I was trying. I was trying on Twitter to say all that, and I couldn't do it, so I wrote a mission statement. And that thing went out and created like a whole thing. It was really kind of fun.
And I actually already read it a few times, but hearing you read it has really got me teary-eyed. That's fantastic. And everybody has their own story and their own reasons that they're running. So we know that we have a lot of people who are fans of Run Disney. We have a lot of people who are fans of you and who run to support other people too. So we want everybody listening to see if you can sign up for the virtual race. And if you're not in Arizona, we know, Sean, that we'll get a lot of people. And I'm going to commit now to signing up myself too.
Yeah.
Because I'm training for Boston. I do a lot of 5Ks in a row. Yeah, Mike is going to too. So
good job, you guys. Listen, if what you said is great. If when people sign up for the virtual, like make a little run third sign. It might seem cheesy, but you're actually – It's all of a sudden it becomes tangible and just hold up the run third sign, and it means that you're running on behalf of all the people who've made those dedications, whether you've sort of made the gesture to invite people to do it or you've asked for I can do it. Sometimes I'll say, hey, run third for me today. I've got a big audition or something, you know. And then if you can post those pictures, we create these tapestries, these collages of things. And then I can't wait for everybody to have their medals. They're lovingly designed. I would like to take personal credit for, well, I think I suggested a Roadrunner because in my high school, my grade school, our mascot was a Roadrunner. But instead, Chris found a wren, and he put a tiny little wren on the cactus. Like if you look at the logo for the run and see what the medal is, there's this cool kind of Arizona cactus, and there's a little wren on it. So now it would be easy to overlook, but now you know that I like it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. And we really, really appreciate it. And this is such a great cause. We're happy to support in any way that we can.
Well, it's just great for you to let me talk about it on the show. And I wish you all success with another hundreds and hundreds of podcast episodes. If you can find anything to talk about with running for that long, I wish you got to keep.
We seem to have lots to talk about with Run Disney.
So, Sean, we want to make sure before we let you go that everyone knows where they can read more about Run Third. They can follow you on Twitter at Sean Astin.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And runthird.com. It's RUN3RD.com, correct?
Yep. Yep.
And then there's also the Run Third team page at Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. There's lots of ways. I mean, you know, if people are really interested in it, it's a click away. If you go to runthird.com, it's a click away, and then it'll network you around. You know, my Facebook page, there's like a couple hundred thousand people there that I've been posting a lot of stuff to. So, you know, but basically, sign up for the virtual run. You're a part of it. You're part of the Run Third team forever. And I will see you guys in Boston, right? I mean, this is kind of fun.
You'll see me. I don't know. Me and 26,000 other people. Yeah. Yeah. I'll look for you where you are on Twitter and see if I can run into you. But if you're doing a four-hour marathon, I'm probably not going to be near you.
No, I'll probably be very slow this time. I've been dealing with injuries, it'll probably be 4:40 for me. I'm hoping, but maybe. Well, I don't want to be greedy about the whole thing, but so sub four someday, maybe not this year, maybe I don't know, we'll see. But listen, I'll be in the fourth wave crawling to the start line. So if you see me on the ground, just pick me up.
I'll be in the fourth wave too. So great. Thank you so much.
Bye, you guys. Thanks so much.
So for Sean Astin, this is Mike Scopo with Michelle Scriven-McLean, and we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.